Hello? Hello?
Hi, my name is Rudy. Hi, my name is Rudy. I'm calling you with Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaigns. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Would you like for me to conduct this interview in Spanish or in English?
English.
All right, ma'am. And do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
All right, ma'am. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislator on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
I voted for
Joe Biden,
Biden,
the Democratic candidate.
Yeah.
Okay. With which political party are you registered, Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay, ma'am. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Would you say less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate's two-year degree, or a college graduate with a bachelor's four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? Would you say African-American, Asian, Caucasian, Hispanic, other?
Caucasian.
Okay. And what is your age from 18 to 35, from 36 to 45, from 46 to 55, from 56 to 65?
36
or,
to 45.
Okay.
36 to
45. And from the following list, which issues should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say the environment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, K-12 education, growth and overdevelopment, illegal immigration, property, insurance costs, taxes, health care, abortion, crime and public safety?
Education, K-12 education.
All right. And if the general election for Florida state legislator were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay. We're almost done. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as a president? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove. Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All right. And I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? Okay, Sabina Cobo, would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know her. I don't know any of the people.
Okay,
I don't know.
Never heard. Vicky Lopez?
Never heard.
Okay. All right. And if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden in the Democratic candidate? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Sabina.
Sabina. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate? Definitely or probably?
Definitely voting.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. Okay. It's the last questions. Just to be sure we have a representative example. Okay. If you were able to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Would that be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. Okay. And pretty much that completes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful night, okay?
Okay. You too.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. If I did not...